The Case of Brother Mackey. Battle Creek, Michigan, April 30th, 1862. I was shown the case of Brother Mackey. I saw that he had been forward to take responsibilities when he was unfit to bear them. He has been affected with a spirit of fanaticism and has thought all of his exercises were of God. The physical strength has been exercised, and the nervous system affected more than the heart. If the heart was exercised by the power of God, it would lead him to be more distrustful of himself, and would increase his confidence in his brethren, and he would exert an influence more in accordance with our faith. He has dwelt upon portions of the word and placed his own construction upon it, which was incorrect, and then, without considering the result, has thought all Sabbath keepers believed the same, and our faith has been made disgusting to many. Brother Mackey has had an exalted position of himself, and has thought that he could manage matters in the church better than his brethren, but his mind is enfeebled and withered. If he had the management, he would manage the church to pieces. It is not easy for Brother Mackey to see and confess a wrong. His ways look right in his own eyes when he is wrong. His only safe course is to clearly examine his own heart and crucify self enough to confess his errors with humility. Unless he does encourage a spirit of humility and confession, he will be left in darkness, and the cause of God will be infused by his unwise moves. I was shown that he had been a hindrance to some and had laid obstacles in their way which he must remove. He must remove the obstacle which he has laid in the way of Brother E. and others who are not walking in church capacity, yet were keeping the Sabbath. He has unjustly censored individuals and given occasion for them to stumble over him. I was shown that some who are numbered with the church would not be corrected through the gifts which they acknowledge God has placed in the church any sooner than those who are not united with the church, yet are keeping the Sabbath. Hearts are not right with God. Self is not subdued and will not yield to light givers. Brother Mackey has censured Brother John Noble at a time when he was striving with all his energies to do his duty and build up the church. Brother Noble did not receive that help and encouragement from the church that he should. He labored under discouragements. He had many home cares, and his brethren and sisters should have helped him by their sympathy and prayers to have borne his burdens instead of pressing them heavier upon him by their unjust complainings. He is surrounded by influences calculated to keep his mind in doubt and perplexity and create prejudice in his mind against those whom God is uniting in the truth. He has been deceived and tempted by Satan. I saw that his only course of safety was to press with God's people and break away from the influence of those who would separate him from the body. I saw that Father Noble has been deceived and prejudiced against the people of God, yet angels are still watching over him. God requires him to break away from withering influences and unite with the body. In the position in which he now stands, a door is open wide for Satan to enter with his temptations, and he will be deceived by them unless he uses every means in his power to escape the snare. He must follow those who are being led by the captain of our salvation. Unless he does this, he certainly will fall into error and make shipwreck of faith. I saw a strong and powerful influence would then be thrown around these brethren to hold them in the perilous condition they were in. But if they do what they can on their part, ministering angels will help them. Those who walk in church capacity are not perfect. They are liable to err, and some are far from being what they should be. Satan's darts are hurled at the church. he will seek to plant his feet in the church, so that his evil host and the enemies of our faith may exult over their weakness and triumphantly seize every error and crooked work of the sinners in Zion, that with it they may scourge those who would be right. Some of those who truly love and obey the truth, Satan will turn from the right path to discourage and cause others to faint. He has been making special efforts in Marquette, and he will continue to work in different ways to confuse the minds of those who are not firmly established upon all the present truth and who are not united with the body. God has not led or been in any moves these have made, who have rebelled and are warring against the church. Those who have drawn off will find, to their sorrow, that they are not with the company that God is teaching. God is purifying his people, and the rebels will all be purged out just as fast as the church can bear to have the special work carried on for them.
Every honest soul in Marquette who is drawn off from the body through any influence opposed to the work of God has an opportunity now to return. Light has come. God will lead them if they will be led. He will not leave them to perish in deception unless they reject his counsel and refuse to follow the light he sends them. God calls upon his honest ones who have been influenced and deceived by unruly spirits to come out from darkness and confusion and unite with the body to walk in church capacity and unite their influence with the angels of God to gather into the unity of the faith. They must purify their souls by obeying the truth. Ellen G. White, April 1862. Dear Brother and Sister Halleck, we consulted with preaching brethren, and they thought, for the benefit of the church at large in Wisconsin, the things published in the testimonies, a part of which has been sent you, should come out in print for the instruction of all. This is the reason you have not received it sooner. There was a delay in receiving paper from Cleveland to print it on, and for weeks after I returned from the West, I was very feeble. My left lung pained me every moment. We hope all will excuse the delay. Please write us in regard to the state of the church. We are very anxious to hear. Much love to all.